Hello and welcome back to Eliza's Havoc, your favorite host, Dominique. And today, our topic of discussion is persistence or just plain old annoyance. Some of you all are trying to figure out what I'm talking about. Let's go into further detail, shall we? Yesterday, I read a post on Facebook, and going off of memory, said something along the lines of, some young lady asking this man, so is that your girlfriend, or is that just some chick that you're talking to? And the reply was made by the girlfriend, talking about, so when I kill you, will you just be dead, or just not breathing at that moment? Now, mind you, I shared it. I thought it was hilarious. But then it made me think, as most things do, regardless of whether they're positive, negative, funny, or just random. And I started thinking about back in the day when I was single, how I liked a little persistence. I liked a little chase. I liked somebody that was focused enough to chase after me and continue to chase after me until I was ready to turn around and say, hey, you over there, to interact and to pretty much make it into something beautiful. Now, being that I'm married and children settled down and my life is a bit different, I still have some of those same gentlemen that are trying to push and be persistent, which now in my life, especially at this place mentally, emotionally in my life, it's just really annoying. Hence our topic today. So, you guys out there, you tell me, how do you feel? Persistence or just plain annoyance? Here's a short story that goes along with mine. My story is, back in the day, when I used to dance, had this young man who would go to every club that I worked at. If I decided to change a club, he'd change, trying to find me, per se. Always trying to hang out, trying to be funny. And even back then, I'm the type that I'm a bit more of the serious type, even though certain days I do like some humor. But I like intellect. A lot of intellect, even if it starts off as humorous, kind of goes into a deeper type of conversation. So this young man was trying to be funny. He was very cocky, very overconfident, which for me was also irritating. I don't like arrogance. Don't get me wrong, people. Arrogance and confidence, very different things. Arrogance is whenever you have to try to tell everybody how good you are. Confidence is whenever you can just do what you do and everybody can see your mad work. And everybody goes out of their way to give you compliments instead of you trying to set it up for you to get them. Big difference. So, at this time, I had married my first husband. And I understand, my first husband, he's the quiet type. He's one of those, he's an optimist. I love that. He likes to see the best in the outcomes, positive in things, positivity in things. He also is the type. He's also the type to not really get violent. And that was one of the best things I liked about him. And this young man had been persisting before I got married, while I was dating my husband, while we were engaged, later on after we got married, then continued to persist after we had children. Now, by the time we had children, or at least my first child, a beautiful boy, I had kind of had it. I had pretty much told this gentleman that, hey, we've been trying to give you every kind of subtle hint we possibly can to let you know to back off. We've even told you so much as to back off. And either you don't get it or you won't. So this is where we draw the line. You either back off or there will no longer be any associating of any kind with us. Now, in his mind, he really didn't care about the us part. He only really cared about the me part. In my mind, I am no longer alone. I am not single. I am married. Therefore, you speak to me, you speak to my spouse. That is the whole. That is the us. If you can't appreciate the us, then that means you can't appreciate me because I'm one half of that. So, like I said before, y'all, my husband is the type to not really go out of his way to be confrontational by any means. But there was a day he had taken me out. It was a little surprise on a whim thing. And had taken me out for a little special occasion. And we had our little boy with us. This gentleman, or this young man, I'll call him that, happened to see us at the restaurant. First he stopped. He was loud and belligerent, which can easily be ignored. But then he went on to say something along the lines of, oh, you have a beautiful baby. He looks exactly like a perfect mix between me and you. So how about we just go ahead and get rid of your husband, and how about we start making babies? By this time, hearing this, I am completely outraged. I had never been so mad, insulted, hurt in my life as to now, not only can you not get my attention, but whenever we start to ignore you, you try to say anything about my child, period. I don't even care if you were to really tell me that my child was beautiful, being that I've already let you know that I no longer want association with you of any kind. I would have been slightly irritated at that. But whenever you go so far as to say that about my child and then about my husband, who was the father of my child, oh yeah, we got a major problem. This was also the first day I saw my ex-husband get up and go off on this man like nothing I had ever seen before. And he said it straight. His place, his role, and that the other man is not to talk to me regardless of whether I'm with my husband or not. Because if this is to happen, there will be consequences and repercussions. I gotta tell y'all, I had never been so attracted to my husband. And my husband, you know, I was attracted to his heart. By this day, I was highly attracted to his words. Like, I felt the ultimate sense of protection from one of the coolest, calmest men out there, which kind of was amazing, but I was appalled at the fact that it even had to go that far for my husband to do something such as feel like he had to come out of character just to be able to correct the situation that I had already corrected multiple times, and that this young man just didn't seem to care about. So that's why I ask you guys, persistence or annoyance. Here, let me put it in a better scenario, if I will, for you guys. I'm not really asking the single people whether you guys like persistence or annoyance, because at the end of the day, it's up to you what you choose. If you like to be chased, great. If you don't, fine. My issue is when someone is already letting you know that they're already in a relationship. They have already established a connection that they are content with, and that's if not more so. And that you acknowledge the establishment, yet you try to downplay it as if it's not of any importance. Here's my question. As a woman or as a man, if this person that you are interested in even acknowledged that at any kind of extent at all, how would you then feel if they turn around and do the exact same thing to you if they decide to date you? You're thinking that you guys are exclusive, that he means the world to you, and she means the world to you, and later on, there's some random person, be it woman or man, talking about, well, yeah, you said that's your girl, but I mean, is that like your girl girl, or is just like your chick? What? That literally almost makes no sense. What I gather from the post is the fact that he had already let this young lady know he was already in a relationship. So, we're just going to analyze that part right there. First of all, if he was interested in doing any kind of other thing with anybody else other than his girlfriend, he would not have let you know he has a girlfriend. Let's all be real, y'all. There's no point in even trying to avoid or even making it an elephant in the room. Let's call a spade a spade. If a man want to cheat and a woman want to cheat, what they going to do? They going to cheat. At times, it really doesn't matter whether you're there or not anymore. I know it's sad, but it's true. And it doesn't matter how strong y'all connection is or anything like that. If they want to step out, they're going to step out. Part of that stepping out is not letting the other person know that you exist. Unless asked, and usually I can go further and say unless caught. So with that alone being said, the fact that this man already acknowledged that he has a girlfriend, he's already letting you know. That pretty much is him pumping the brakes, saying, hey, back off. There is no, it don't matter where, how you look, how you smell, all that. That is no longer even, that is null and void. That's not even relevant at that point. When he brings up the fact that he has another girl, well, that he has a girlfriend, that means stop. That means pump your brakes. That means back off. Ladies, same difference. Men, same difference. Whenever you sitting here and there's a bad, and you sitting here and talking to her, and she's like, huh, I got a man. If you have the urge, and by the urge, I actually mean do, not just the desire to do, to say, yeah, but what your man got to do with me? Bro, cuz, amigo, friend, you already know that the end of the day, I'm sorry, y'all, I'm outside. At the end of the day, if the first thing she did is already let you know she got a man, she's not interested. Or, women out there, a lot of men already know of. Y'all sitting there talking about, you know, I got a man, but all right, that's whatever. But if the her statement ends with, I got a man, to the point that you have to make a comment about what's he got to do with me, you know what it got to do with you. You know why it was brought to your attention. You know why the statement was made. Don't be a jerk. Don't be too pushy. Don't be thirsty, as they call it nowadays. Don't be a nuisance. No one likes an annoyance. So, with that being said, you know, like, y'all, I kind of feel like, even though I really need to make a podcast about this, I shouldn't have to, because you all, as dating adults, should already know the rules. If somebody is not single and you are single and you're asking, there's a reason you initially have to ask, first of all. Secondly, whenever those two are not the same, back off, leave that alone. Keep walking, try to find somebody single. And if it's really that deep, y'all, and don't get me wrong, some people, it is. If it's really that deep, y'all know how to wait on the sideline. If it's really worth having, then you guys know how to wait. If it's really worth having, it's worth having without you having to sit there and do any kind of input or anything to try to alter any kind of outcome in that relationship. If you truly feel that's who God has meant you to be with, that is your wife already. Y'all just met. That's not your girlfriend. That's your wife. That's how you see her. That's how you want the world to see her, because that's how God has presented her to you. And she's with somebody else. If it's truly meant to be, it will happen regardless of whether you are stalking this girl or not. It will happen regardless of whether you're trying to be fly by the sidelines. It will happen regardless of whether you end up building yourself a relationship or not. It will happen. That's how God's will works, people. So if that's how you feel that part is, then you say hello, your good days, keep it pushing. If you all are meant to be together, you all somewhere down the line will come see each other again. It will be perfect. You all will be able to make whatever work work. Whatever happens, happens. Make it magical. Not while they're in a relationship. Because that right there is utter disrespect. Especially a marriage. You guys have to remember, regardless of what kind of marriage it is, it's an oath, a promise made under God. So if it's made under God, God is not going to have no hand in disrupting a promise that y'all made to him. Period. So, as much as my heart really goes out to this subject matter, I feel like, hey, nowadays, we have many names for y'all. I done said a few. Thirsty. Pushy. Arrogant. Let's see. Persistent, depending on the outlook of certain things. But y'all know that if there's already an established relationship, much less an established marriage, don't cross that line. Don't cross that boundary. That's not your place. That's not your job. I mean, there are millions of people out here. Millions. From different countries, different states, different areas. You have plenty of people to find out there. You got men that look like women that look like men, and nowadays, everything in between. I mean, it will not be difficult for you to find someone that matches exactly what you're looking for. Really, y'all. You shouldn't have to try to take something that belongs to somebody else's and then try to turn around and call it blessed, or, you know, try to wonder why your relationship isn't happy, why you're not happy with them, why they're not happy with you, why all y'all doing is fighting, bickering, arguing, because whenever y'all were dating or before y'all were dating, somebody had to literally cross lines, be inappropriate, break certain rules, just to even try to get a chance to be with you. Mm-mm. Now, y'all know that at the end of the day, this podcast, I don't hold judgment. I just give my opinion. A lot of times, I'm strongly opinionated. So, there's never any real judgment, but I just kind of figure that, you know, at the end of the day, right is right and wrong is wrong. Somebody's always going to have some special kind of justification, some reason why they got stuff this way, or they doing it this way, or some reason to how it's working out for them. And that's great. It really is. That's not everybody, though. That's not everybody's case. That's not everybody's life. So with that being said, I feel like I shouldn't have to tell y'all, if something's wrong, don't do it. So, if anybody else has anything that they want to add, put, agree, disagree, better yet, if you guys have a story that you would like to tell about how this either works or not works, or how things could change, or how initially you guys were going with this idea and things changed up for you and it worked out well, please call in, chime in, text in, whatever you guys have to do. Let us know your story. Let us know your opinion. We value you guys just like you guys value me, and I do appreciate it. So, you know, I'm eager to hear your story too. As far as me, I'm just hoping that I don't have to tell somebody else. Because, matter of fact, thinking about it a little bit deeper, I've never, ever since this young man had stepped over the line and my first husband corrected the situation, I have not had another problem or word out of him. But I almost forgot to tell y'all, this isn't the first and only time that that's happened to me, y'all. I mean, now that I'm thinking about it, there's been plenty of times that my current husband has to speak up, say something, or anything like that. I'll give y'all a perfect example. I was over at a gas station the other day, you know, just walking in, getting cigarettes. I was in the car with my husband. Walked in, got some cigarettes, and this dude just keeps checking me out. And I'm like, okay, well, while you're doing all that checking, I'm really hoping that you notice in this wedding ring I got on, or better yet, this wedding set. Which, of course, if he did notice it, he completely ignored it. And if he didn't notice it, oh well, obviously it wasn't shiny enough. Well, later on, my husband tends to walk in. I guess he's seen something that I wasn't seeing behind me. He walks in, and I guess this man is like, oh, so what's your name? I said, sweetheart, my name is Hazardous to Your Health. Goodbye. Have a blessed day. You know, that's my way of keeping it short, sweet, going directly to, you don't even want to sit there and talk to me, bro, because we ain't even going to play that game across that line. We're not. I guess this man decides to say, huh, you know, you look like you might be worth it. So again, little mama, what's your name? See, by this time, now I'm already irritated and got my head cocked. And before I could say anything, my husband was already on the phone. Bro, her name is not available. That's my wife. Don't address her again. If you do, blah, 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 blah. I can't put all of that on the radio, y'all. But, you know, as a husband is supposed to do for his wife. And I'm just thinking, like, wow. So, did I not just correct that situation and let you know that regardless of what you had to say to me, I wasn't interested? Yet you still want to continue to try to persist as if you're going to get some kind of response out of me? Is this the game now? Like, in 2018, is this the game now? Y'all got to understand something. I'm a little older. I understand that my voice might be a little young. I get it. My mentality is much older than my voice appears and my body looks. So, with that being said, whenever I was growing up, now you didn't cross certain lines. You just didn't do it. Sometimes it was about respect. Sometimes it was just out of habit. There's just certain things you did not do. So, as my husband is sitting here and checking this man, or recorrecting the entire situation, y'all. You know, I'm walking out to the car, and my husband goes, gets in the car. He's a little bit in a huff and puff. And I hear this man is like, hey, but she's so sexy, yo. I'm sitting here like, what? Hoping that this man didn't hear it, because if he did, he's going to get out the car and going to sit there and he's going to show his tail. You know, there's been a few other times where things of this nature have happened whenever I let you know, no, not available. Not only am I not available, but I'm not interested. And then all I get is persistence. Like, I'm really not getting it, y'all. Like, is this the new, I want to be your man in 2018? I guess I don't understand it. Like I said, maybe it's worked out for some of y'all. Me, I got a thing with loyalty. Whenever I'm with you, I'm with you. And as y'all see, I'm happily married. If there was ever a time that I was single and looking, I bet you that'd be the one time where I couldn't find anybody to sit there and have a nice thing to say about me the day I got single. But the day that I'm married, and I know some of y'all had the exact same problem. The day that I'm married, oh, everybody went, oh, what's your name? Oh, you looking real nice in those jeans, girl. Oh, you know you bad, huh? And things of this nature. And I'm sitting here like, a part of me wants to say, oh my goodness, who raised you? Because that is not the way you address a woman. I'm not a chick. I'm not a, you know, I'm not a little girl on the street, sweetheart. I'm not a teenager. I'm not somebody looking for extra attention. I'm a grown woman. Therefore, if you want me to reply to any attention that you give, you have to address me as a woman. I'm not a child. I'm a mother, not a ma. And to have a grown man address me as ma, that makes that much more awkward. It's just, come on now. There are certain ways that you have to come, or how we used to put it back in my days, you got to come correct to different type of women. You have some women who, they're a little young. They like to be flashy. They like to be showstoppers. They like attention. That's not me. You have ladies of prestige who like intellect, who like to be able to know that, hey, what you got and what you bring it to the table is honestly going to go ahead and bump you all both forward. Not just mess and dilly-dally and what is already pre-established now. That's the kind of woman that I am, regardless of how I appear. So, yeah, I've had this issue a few times. And as I've had it, I've never really knew how to really feel about it. But like I said before, you guys, I want you guys to call in and tell me your stories. If this has ever happened to you, or even if you've been the person on the other side of that, if you've been the person that was being, you know, be the one that's waiting and being persistent, you know, go ahead and tell me you guys' opinions. It doesn't matter what it is, and we hold no judgment. All right. Well, until next time, thank you for listening, and can't wait to see you again. Bye.